Tell me how you see life different for you when you were a child and the kids today.
I wish it was back. I wish those times were back. You're always afraid somebody's going to do something to you when you go out. It's no good to go out alone either. I'm always with somebody. When we went to school, my mother used to say all the time, make sure you watch out. Look in the back. Watch your back. My family's always with me. I like them to be, to live the way we did. I mean, it was so nice. Nobody bothered you. You never had to worry. That's why when the folks used to send anybody out to play, they had no worries. Because all this thing that's going on now, it didn't happen then.
So did the boys have more privileges than
girls? Yeah. They could go dancing. We never went dancing. If we did, it was at a wedding, that's all. But we didn't know how to dance anyways. Gilda, she got away with it. She got away with it. You know, the years go by, the parents change their minds.
Louise, Connie, and you really weren't allowed to go dancing, but by the time Gilda came along, you could.
Yeah. She was the lucky one. But I didn't mind staying with my mother. I loved staying with her. I'd watch her cook and everything, I enjoyed it.
What did she teach you how to cook?
Everything. Sauce, boiled dinner. I like boiled dinner. Everything. Italian things, too. Some I didn't like. I didn't like the pumpkins they used to cook. I like the squash, but I didn't like those. They used to just boil it and mash it like you would a potato. My brother Frank used to like it. He'd eat anything. Once in a while, they'd give you a loaf of bread, and you had to stand in line. And I didn't like it. I didn't want people to see me in line. I really didn't. And even when they used to sew clothes, sometimes they'll give you a dress. Mm-hmm. And I say, well, I'm not wearing that. Everybody thinks I'm poor. I don't want them to think I was poor. Mm-hmm. I think everybody felt that way then, And I remember in high school, my sister Connie and I only had a dress, so we'd swap. I believe we had different dresses. So now you have your closets packed up. My brothers, they passed down their clothes to my brother John. He was the youngest of the boys. My cousin had given me. It was maroon on top and a skirt underneath. It was so pretty. I didn't want to pass that on. My father's friend, his two daughters were nuns. And I used to go to one of them all the time because they were near the Italian nuns. She used to give me some clothes. She gave me a coat that was so pretty. And sometimes she wouldn't see me with the clothes, and she'd say, are you wearing the clothes that I gave you? Sometimes I didn't like them. But I did like that coat. We couldn't find jobs in those days. A lot of them got a job mostly when they were in high school. Oh, that's when I started working after school with my teacher. But later on, I must have been about 19 or 20, I got a job in the hosiery mill. My sister-in-law was working there at that time. That made me happy. I'd have my money at the end of the week, we could pay it on a Friday. No matter how small it was, I said, I was thankful. I was really thankful. I had my, at least my mother gave me $2 and she kept the rent. But they needed it, you know. And even if we were poor, we were thankful because we had our family together, you know, and we could talk and make our own games. That's how we did. And I think it'd be nice if it went back there. I don't care. I'd like it back. I don't like this. I don't like it. I don't like all this gadget, you know, people looking up your business.